need some help from the confirmands. So confirmands, and come on up. Come on up. In my basket are hands. They're going to give every one of you a hand. Now, our hands aren't all just one color, because in our world, they're not all one color. So will you go up to the choir loft, please? Just start in the back or in the front. There you go.
Mine are all the same.
Oh, well, here, you want some other colors? Okay, well, here's some other colors. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so hands. Now, when you get this hand, look at it, and look at your own hand as well. And as you're getting this hand, listen to the story again. Jesus goes to Simon Peter's mother-in-law. You need some more? Here's some more. Simon Peter's mother-in-law. He doesn't have a name, but Simon Peter, we never even hear that Simon Peter got married. But Simon has a mother-in-law, and he goes to Simon's mother-in-law. Simon's mother-in-law has a fever, a very strong fever. And so Jesus says, probably doesn't say anything, gives his hand, grabs his hand, her hand, and says nothing, and the fever comes out of her. And immediately she gets up and does her job. And her job was one of hospitality, of sharing food and drink and kindness, hospitality. So, okay, so we have Simon Peter. That's the first, and his mother-in-law. That's the first part of the story. This, make sure you have one. The second part of the story is when Jesus casts out demons in the evening. Now, Jesus didn't cast out the demons earlier because it was the Sabbath day, and that was against the law. But people come to him, and he casts out demons. Many people come, using hands, using thoughts, and he doesn't let the demons speak, the evil speak, because the evil knows Jesus. The rest of the people aren't quite sure yet. Third part of the story is when Jesus goes and prays. He needs to get away. He needs time away to rejuvenate himself. So he goes and prays. And once he prays, the disciples finally come and find him, and he goes on his way to teach. He needed that little bit of time to rejuvenate. The thing that hit me about this story is that Jesus takes Simon Peter's mother-in-law by the hand, and she is healed. How do you use your hands? Think about it. How do you use your hands? Sometimes we use them for great things. Sometimes we use them for things that aren't so good, evil things. Sometimes we just don't think about it and we use them all the time. Most of the time, I can't talk without my hands. And I'm sure that's the case for many of you as well. When Andy was a senior in high school, I ended up with some kind of flu bug that was absolutely horrible. Had a very, very high fever. It was Andy's senior night, the last home game, and I was so sick that I couldn't go to his senior night. And I was devastated that I would not make his basketball. There was two others that I got to, the soccer one and the baseball one, but not the basketball one. But I really even couldn't be alone at that point. AJ was off at school, and so a friend came to stay with me because her healing hands of soup and tea and a cool cloth for my head needed that to happen, so that healing could take place. I have a friend, you've met her, some of you, is Joyce Euler. Joyce is going back to seminary, or going to seminary as a second career person. And she uses her hands for healing. It's a spirituality practice called Reiki. Reiki is a healing practice. And I understand it all, but it works. You kind of just place your hands in certain spots, and the energy of the person comes out and goes out to the ground. Healing hands. Think about how you use your hands. For helping, for healing, for welcoming, for food, for prayer, for pointing. How do you use your hands? What causes you to use your hands? We use our hands for all kinds of things. This morning as I came in, I sat down to the piano. Now nobody will probably ever hear me playing because I don't play for other people. I play because I like to play for myself. But I was struggling a little bit with some things. So I sat down at the piano to use my hands for calming, for healing. We use our hands. Jesus healed by taking the hand of Peter's mother-in-law. Hands are used in many, many ways. This past week on Thursday, I went down to check out a mission project in, I don't exactly know exactly where I was. I was near Athens on Route 50. And there was a building, barns, many barns, and on the outside it said reuse. First, I thought it was a Habitat Restore, because Habitat, you use your hands. But it was just a reuse store, and there's two of them in that area, in a very profoundly poor area. And the one thing I went to check them out because I thought it might be a mission, a place that we could go to do some hands-on mission. And before I do anything like that, I always like to check it out. So I went and I talked to the people there, and they were using everything they could with their hands to reuse. They were taking t-shirts and tearing them up into long strips and arm knitting with the t-shirt strips to make scarves. Using hands for mission. Using hands for things that we normally might throw away. Taking care of our earth in reusing things. Think how you use your hands every day. Think about when you don't have a hand, it's hurt or for any number of reasons, how hard it is to do certain things. Using our hands for hospitality, serving one another, being in mission together with one another, giving hugs and handshakes with one another. God, Jesus, uses hands to heal. How do you use your hands? One of my seminary classmates, who actually is a New Testament professor at Eden Seminary now, wrote this, and it caused me to really think about what it is the Spirit is doing through us when we use our hands. She wrote this. Her name is Deb Krause. Spirit of God is on the loose. And Jesus and those who follow him are awash in promise and demands. Now you may think, how does that fit into hands? But it's the Spirit of God that we use our hands with when we do good. It's the Spirit of God that shows within us when we do mission and serve one another. The Spirit of God is on the loose among us, and that's great news. because the Spirit of God helps us, teaches us, leads us to be the disciples, the people that God is calling us to be. Thanks be to God that we are and do have hands of grace and love and spirit. Look at your hand. Take your hand home. Be reminded of all the good your hand can do. Now you have a hand, an extra hand, a reminder. God's Spirit is loose among us. What great news that is. Amen.